Next patient is Danny Lau. This is a consultation, request for Dr. Sambona, reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 68-year-old with the palpitation shown sub-breath period. Patient's electrocardiogram showed atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, I'm here around 200 mg daily, Eliquis, nitroglycerin, semistatin period. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease, cardiac dysrhythmia, review system, in general, weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, no prior history of coronary disease, congestive heart failure, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimate, no history of arthritis. Neurological now history of serious disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 120 to 81. Pulse is 70 to 80 and irregular respiration 16. Weight is 197 pounds. HEND, no JVD. Lungs clear by artery. Heart is irregular to irregular. 1 over 6. Stolly murmur. Heart of the rest and a border. There is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active. Ball sound extremity, no edema. Clinical condition number 1, atrial fibrillation. Recommendation, patient has atrial fibrillation refractory to medical therapy period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit, discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period patients also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80% and sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please indicate period Dr. Sambona.